questions for Sam?
How does the relief feel, first of all, after a long spell, it seems like we're waiting to get away?
Yeah, feels great. Yeah, obviously, to go however many weeks it was, to lose four straight, to not win in I don't know how many days. I think it was weighing on everyone. I think you can feel it, just at practice in the locker room. And so, just the joy of winning, it's a great feeling. And, that feeling that we had in the locker room today, I think it solved a lot of problems.
Was the game plan to scare the Cardinals by putting you out in space a little bit?
Well, sometimes you put your best athletes out there and let them create. But, it's kind of been the same, as it's been in the past couple of weeks. We just feel like, there's some things we can do in our Wildcat package, with Jet, that we feel are advantageous in the run game. And we felt like they presented some good looks for that today. And so that's why, we got to a few of those.
Sam, the third and one, you guys go down and then it's third and one. That's been a tough down for you guys all year. And you come up with the pass to Cordero. Tell me your thinking on what you saw on that one. It's a third down, third and one, where you pass the Cordero crossing
underneath.
You get a 30-yard gain.
Oh, gotcha. I was thinking of the run. Yeah. We felt like we had a pretty good beat on what their coverages were going to be, third and short, third and 2-3. And, it was kind of a rub route coming out the back door, which is something that we haven't really shown much. And CP did a great job because they actually passed it off, and then he just outran 20 coming underneath there and then made a nice run after the catch.
Hey, you've talked a lot about what you've liked from Patterson in practice since you got here, but for him to even become kind of a go-to third down receiver for a while, speak to how he's progressing.
Yeah. CP's been great. Since I've been here, you look what he does on special teams when the ball's in his hands. We just feel like he's one of those guys that, if we can get him, five, six, however many touches it is a game, that he's going to create something positive. And, anytime the ball's in his hand, he's got a chance to take it all the way. And so, I think he's really embraced that. Obviously, like I said, I haven't been here in the past with him, but as far as him just playing wide receiver, I think he's done a great job of that too. I think his routes have gotten better. I think he's obviously he feels more involved, and he's just been a really, really good weapon for us on the perimeter.
The offensive line obviously had a couple new changes this week. How do you feel they did, and did you feel comfortable behind them most of the game?
Yeah, obviously, I think those guys did a great job today. They battled a really good defensive front. That was a great front seven that we just played. And I thought they did a great job today.
Talk about just trying to find Stephon Diggs. Obviously, they paid a lot of attention to him, Peterson and all that.
Yeah.
Just talk about that situation.
Yeah. Obviously, when they were in man coverage, Patrick matched him pretty much everywhere he went, whether he was outside or in the slot. But, I still think Diggs did a great job, creating against him. I think he had a couple catches. Like I said earlier in the week, we feel like Diggs is a really good player, and just because they match Patrick on him doesn't mean that we're going to shy away from him.
What'd you think of the play in which Peterson got the penalty for pushing you there?
if we get 15 yards for that, I'll take it every time.
And how impressed are you with a guy like Adam Thielen to make that great throw with his back shoulder, his athleticism to get that?
Yeah. Great catch. to have the body awareness to be able to get 2 feet down, after making that catch, it was incredible. But, it's one of those things, you just see it every day from Thielen. He's so consistent in what he does. We felt like today, especially early in the game, if they were going to match Patrick on Diggs, that, he really liked anyone they were going to put on Adam. And, he came out and made some big plays for us early.
Do you kind of find it hard to believe that he was not drafted? To see what he can do?
I do. I find it very hard to believe after seeing the way that he's played for us this year.
Had you even heard of him before you got here?
Can I choose not to answer that?
Sam, do you feel he did just enough with the running game to get a little more balance, or is there still an area that you just have to improve on as this last month progresses here?
Yeah. I thought early in the game, I thought the run game was really good. I thought we hit some big runs. I thought we were doing a great job of staying balanced. And then, obviously, we lost some possessions. And then, you know. When you have a lead, I felt like we kind of tried to start running the football a little bit more, and obviously they knew what was coming. But, you know, I thought for the most part the run game was pretty good today. But obviously we'll look at it and figure out, you know, how we can make it better.
How many of the plays that worked well today were put in specifically for this game? I know you can give me an exact number, but just kind of an idea.
Yeah. I would really have to go back. I mean, I would have to look at it.
Someone was saying that the you know, your pass to Thielen from the wide receiver position was put in specifically for this game. I don't know if there were a few of those.
The wildcat play?
Yeah.
On the throw? Yeah. Yeah, that's something that was pretty good. We put it in for this.
Do you feel like you guys have been setting that up all year, something like that? I mean.
Yeah. I mean, obviously we haven't shown anything but runs out of that formation. So, you know, we felt like, you know, if we could throw a wrinkle in there and get a pass, that, you know, it would probably catch them off guard.
In earlier games when you've been out there, do the teams pay much attention to you, or what have they done when you've been out there in the wildcat?
I think each team handles it a little bit different. I mean, there's been games where they really don't acknowledge me, you know, and the corner kind of tightens in over number two. You know, there's been games where they put a guy out there, but I would say for the most part, you know, they normally don't really pay attention when I'm out there.
Have you ever taken a hit on one of those wildcat formations?
I think that was the first one.
Jarek throwing next? More. Sam?
What's up?
Is Jarek throwing the next step to the wildcat in that formation?
I don't know. I haven't seen him throw, so we'd probably have to look at that. But, I mean, if he can do it, then yeah.
And how different is it working with Pat as opposed to working with Norv as the offensive coordinator?
You know, when you change like that in the middle of a season, I really don't know how much different it can be, just because the offense kind of is what it is. You know, you can't change the terminology. You really can't change much at this point. You know, obviously, Pat kind of has his own ideas and, you know, things he feels strongly about. But, you know, I would say, you know, as far as the communication and what it's like, you know, it's pretty similar. You know, except for obviously me and Pat go back, and, you know, it probably makes it a little bit easier for me to communicate. You know, with him just about plays that we've run together in the past, just because he knows what we've done together.
So what's the toughest challenge in flipping a switch right now, getting ready for this obviously very important game in Detroit at Thanksgiving, as far as mentally, physically?
You know, physically, I think just, you know, making sure everyone, you know, gets back to feeling as good as they possibly can by Thursday, you know, making sure that, you know, our bodies are where they need to be, and then, you know, mentally, you know, probably take a few hours or maybe the rest of the night, but, you know, you got to move on to the next one and start looking at Detroit as soon as possible.
Good. Thank you.